Working Food is an organization focused on creating a fresh and sustainable local food system in Gainesville. Despite experiencing a pandemic-induced slowdown in operations, the group has carried on working. They have a youth gardening and science program that teaches kids cooking and horticulture skills. They also carry out the Southern Heritage Seed Collective, an initiative based out of Grow Hub, which is a plant nursery that provides employment opportunities for disabled adults. A third program provides kitchen infrastructure and storage to local startup food businesses. Community Programs Director Melissa Dessa says that she noticed increased engagement with Working Food's mission during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Through the pandemic, obviously, like most individuals and organizations, things got, you know, pretty hectic for a while and things changed. In some ways, the silver lining was folks realizing the importance of local food systems when grocery store shelves went empty and people didn't want to go shopping at grocery stores, realizing how important their local farmers and home gardens were.
While the Working Food team was able to maintain their garden and seed operations, not all of the organization's programs flourished. Working Food Board President Meg Thelosin says that their kitchen operations went from serving 10 to 12 businesses pre-pandemic to just a couple of recurring clients during. She says that recently, though, interest in the program has increased.
I would say now our demand, I mean, we literally, just to sum it up, I would say from what I hear from our team, we're probably fielding 2 to 3 inquiries a week.
Thelosin says that Working Food is now focused on strengthening their kitchen storage program while continuing their work with community partners like Grow Hub, the Cultural Arts Coalition, and the Greater Duval Neighborhood Association in East Gainesville. Julia Cooper, WUFT News.